This is Fresh Air. The TV series Rock is live this season, and it's the first primetime comedy series to be broadcast live since the 1950s. The three leading male actors are used to working together without the benefit of retakes. They starred in the Broadway production of August Wilson's play, The Piano Lesson. One of those actors, Rocky Carroll, is my guest. He plays Joey, Rock's younger brother. Rock is a garbage collector. Joey is a musician who seldom has a gig, lives rent-free at Rock's house, and often takes advantage of Rock's generosity. Joey is also a ladies' man. In this recent episode, Joey brings home a woman and, to impress her, tells her that he supports his brother Rock. When Rock finds out, he is not amused and drags Joey to the living room for a talk.
What's up?
Well, for starters, I want to thank you for letting me live in your house.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm sorry the furniture's a little tacky.
Hey, well, Joey, this is my house. You know, it's bad enough you're sponging off me. The last thing I want to hear you going around telling people I'm sponging off you.
All right.
Now go in there and tell that woman the truth.
That's a good one to you.
I ain't asking you.
Right. If I do that, she'll walk out on me.
Well, you should have thought about that before you lied. Now get in there and straighten it out.
All right, fine. But you owe me another woman.
I recently spoke with Rocky Carroll and asked whose idea it was to do the show live.
Charles Dutton had a lot of input on it because he came out to L.A. thinking that he was going to do something different, a different type of television show. And the first season was good, but I think Rock was a little disenchanted. He wanted to do something that really raised the stakes as far as television. So I think he had a lot of input into saying, let's give it a chance. You got a cast of four stage actors who work live theater. Let's up the stakes a little bit. Let's remove the net from out of the high wire. Let's do it live. So I'm pretty sure Rock had a lot of input as far as us doing it this way.
You call him Rock, Charles Dutton?
Yeah. Yeah, because that is his real nickname. Charles Dutton's real nickname is Rock.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So how is it different doing the show live than it was taping?
Well, I think the biggest difference is in the energy. I mean, just people say that they can see it coming off the screen. It's just there's an intensity level that's so much higher. Because when you're doing a show on tape, you may be doing retake after retake, and you're going well into the night, and you're doing the 11th take of someone crossing from one part of the room to the other, and the energy just starts to wane. So when you know that you've only got one shot, you've only got one chance to do it and to do it right, the intensity is so much greater. And I think that's the major difference as far as the difference in doing it live and tape. And just as far as us having to deal with the studio audience, which is about 250 people who actually sit and watch the show on the set, we now have to play to that audience. We can't run over a line if the audience reacts, if they laugh or whatever. We have to not only listen to each other, but we have to listen to the audience to make sure that the lines are delivered clearly and, you know, are not covered up by the laughter or whatever reactions may be.
Since you have to end exactly on time every week, do you worry about what happens if everybody reads their lines too slowly one week and the story is still going on while the broadcast is ending?
You know, that's funny because last week was the first time we actually went a little long, that we got to the last scene of the show and the credits were rolling before we finished. And the director, before we did the show, had said to us, he said, you know, the adrenaline gets so high, you guys have a tendency to rush. And usually the show runs faster. And last Sunday, I think we were all conscious of that. So everybody tried to slow it down. And what happened was it went a little too slow. It's not something that we can really be concerned with as actors. I mean, you know, it's while you're doing it, it's trial and error. It's going to take a little getting used to. I mean, we've been on the air doing this show live, just a little over a month now. I think maybe a month and a half. So we're still learning those things. We're still getting a sense of that timing, you know, and how to pace ourselves. So it is something to worry about. But I think it's more on the part of the director and the people behind the camera to keep us abreast of how we're doing time wise.
Well, when you were going a little long, were you getting signals from the floor director of like, read those lines more quickly, please?
No, we didn't hear any of that until after the show was done, was that we'd gone a little longer, we just made it. Because it's like I said, the intensity and the focus it takes to do this show and to do it live, you really can't, even when there are commercial breaks and people are, you know, you're changing and getting ready for the next scene, you really can't step out of that world and have people coming up to you and saying, you know, like you're on the sidelines and going, okay, now let's try to do this a little more. Let's, you got to get all that out of the way before the show starts, because mm-hmm. there's just too much at stake doing it live to have people step into that space and try to give you notes and directions while the show's going on. It's just, I think you know what I'm saying. It's just, yeah. it takes away your focus.
If you're just joining us, my guest is Rocky Carroll. He plays Joey on the series Rock. We're going to take a short break and then talk some more. This is Fresh Air. My guest is Rocky Carroll, who stars in the Fox TV series Rock. He plays the part of Joey. Interesting group of actors on Rock, and interesting stories behind how they started acting. Now, Charles Dutton started acting while he was in prison. Carl Gordon, who plays the father, started to take acting lessons at the age of 33. He was working in a department store at the time. What's your story? How did you start to act?
I was very fortunate. There was an alternative school program in my hometown of Cincinnati. So by the sixth grade, I had auditioned for this high school of the performing arts. Well, junior high school of the performing arts. And in the sixth grade, I was in a performing arts setting. I was learning about dance, theater, music. I was playing in a band. So my school schedule was in the mornings I was doing my academics, and in the afternoon I was rehearsing or I was performing or learning something about the theater. So from the sixth grade on up through my graduation and then on to a college conservatory education, I was studying my profession.
What was your neighborhood like when you were growing up? What was the neighborhood?
It was Cincinnati, Ohio. It was a neighborhood called Mount Auburn. Mm-hmm. Blue collar, very family oriented, the mm-hmm. working class neighborhood. You know, just we were kids. We, you know, we went to school, we came home, we ran and we played, we got into trouble. We, you know, there was nothing exceptional, or and I wasn't looked at as an exceptional person either because I was going to a performing arts school. It was a very nurturing community because, like I said, it was a working class community, and it was just, I think had I gone to some school and been isolated and sort of lost track with my friends and family, that I wouldn't be the same actor as I am now.
Did your parents work when you were growing up?
Oh, yeah. My dad worked for McDonnell Douglas. He was an aircraft mechanic. He worked on jet engines. And my mother worked as a makeup consultant at a department store.
Huh. So did she help you with your stage makeup?
No, not really, because we didn't really get into the stage makeup aspect until a little later in life, once I started performing professionally, and then I was out of town. But, just like I said, they were always supportive of me, and nobody else was really much of a performer until, you know, my father told me, you know, years later that he had always wanted to do it as well, and also other family members of mine had said, you know, I'd always dreamt of doing that too, but you're the one in the family that's actually doing it. So I think I'm living out a dream of a lot of my other family members as well.
Now, I was on vacation the week in August for the episode when Rock and your father throw you out of the house.
Uh-huh.
Because they figure that's the only way you're really going to start becoming financially independent is if they get you out of there.
Right.
And I was on vacation for the follow-up episode. I've seen a tape of the episode where they throw you out. Mm-hmm. I wasn't around for the next. What happened there after that?
What happened after that was, you know, Joey landed on his feet again. I always say, to put it in gambling terms, he rolled a seven. You know, the dice fell his way. A friend of his who's an accomplished musician has a, you know, really nice condominium apartment. Had to leave town for 3 months, so he gave Joey the keys and said, keep an eye on my apartment, on my Mercedes, and I'll be back in a few months. So Rock and the rest of the family come over to see Joey, you know, in his apartment, expecting to find him in some hole in the wall. And here he is sitting in this, you know, this swank condo, getting his, you know, driving a Mercedes. So the chips fell his way this time.
Is he moving back in?
You know, I don't know. I think what I would like to see is before everything gets wrapped up and a nice little bow be tied around it. I think Joey's going to have to go through a little more adversity before he, you know, before he goes back home or before things, before he finds some kind of, you know, even keel as far as where he lives.
So
he may even be in a homeless shelter again, you know.
So you don't know what the writers have in store for you?
Not at all. Not at all.
Do you like that not knowing?
No, I love it. I accept the challenge. I accept the challenge of doing the show live. I accept the challenge of the writers coming to us and saying, this is the script, this is what we're going to do.
It's kind of like life itself. You don't know what happens next.
Yeah. I mean, that's the bottom line. You just do it. When it's all said and done, you know, people may think, man, they were absolutely nuts for doing a live TV show. Or who knows? People may say, man, that was the most incredible thing that they did on the air. That was such a bold and courageous thing. But we can't look at it as, right now, I can't look at it and think, how is this going to affect, you know, what are people going to say about me and about this show years from now? I can't look at it. It's that this is what I'm doing right now. This is the job I've chosen to do.
Rocky Carroll plays Joey Sunday nights on the Fox TV series Rock. This is Fresh Air.